Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. It is Tuesday, August 25th, and we want to welcome you to Optimize Your Life, the show that's brought to you by the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection was is a foundation that finds ways and systems and people to help people. One of our friends is on this call right now. His name is Derek, and he lives in Tennessee. And he finds people not only in Tennessee, but he finds people all over the country that he offers hope to. And he does it really, really well. I'm very proud of him for that. So I want to say hello to Derek. There'll be some other folks coming on board here in the show in a few minutes, and we'll talk to them. We call today Tuesday Travel Day. And, boy, there's a lot of exciting things I've been spending. Oh, excuse me. I don't mean to yawn and everybody's ear here. It's warm. We got warm climate here in Buffalo lately. It's been hot this summer. A lot of rain. We've had a lot of rain, but it's probably one of the hottest summers we've had. But so it makes you a little sleepy when you don't get enough oxygen, you know? So anyways, we've got what's going on is the opportunities to be able to touch people's lives, bring to them opportunities that what happens is they can get opportunities to learn all kinds of things about their world and other people's worlds. Right now, there's a lot of great stuff going on in the world. There's some terrible stuff going on. And for the terrible stuff, we say a prayer for those people that are dealing with really, really bad things. And we're sincere about that. We have people that their lives are full of all kinds of joy and all kinds of experiences that really make life full. And that's our objective. In fact, we have a theme. It's called, the theme is helping others by helping them help others. Helping somebody has always been important. That everybody, almost anybody knows that. You can be the worst person in the world and you still know that if you do something good to somebody, that's good. But when you help somebody learn how to help somebody else, what you're doing is you're multiplying the power of that help. And when we multiply the power of the help, what we do is we raise people up. We make this a better world. When we just do it ourselves, boy, it's a struggle. Helping by being alone and staying alone, it's okay. It's not bad. It's just it's not powerful. But if you can get the sense and the idea that it's about helping somebody else move into the mode, be in the action mode of helping somebody else. And I'm going to share with you some examples today. About 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I got introduced to this couple from Colorado Springs. Now, originally, I believe it was from Boston, and I'm not sure if that's where Brenda's from, but I know Rick is from Boston. And then they got married, and he was in the service, and not sure if that's a sequence, but they did get married and have family, and he became a very, very, very successful officer. In fact, if anybody drives around and ever does GPS on their phone or in their car, if it wasn't for Rick Reese, you wouldn't have that. That's how vital he's been in communications and helping me from being lost wherever I go. I still get lost, but GPS sure helps. And so what Rick did in his career, he became an engineer, developed an engineering organization that helps young black and minority individuals to get credibility in the marketplace and give creditization to help them succeed. And he's renowned throughout the world for that. And then along the way, because he was brought up, and I think he was an Army brat, if I'm not mistaken. And as a result of that, he had military. That's why he ended up in the military. And I think his son is also in the military today, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, what that created was a level, an expectation. And when you have expectations, you have tend to live up to expectations. None of us are perfect, but when we help somebody else, we do better at helping those expectations come true. Well, Rick did that, and he had an opportunity to serve a community several years ago. It's a long time in some people's memory. We had a hurricane hit this country. It was one of the worst we've ever had in the history of our country, Katrina. And landed in New Orleans. And Rick Reese turned around, and after that happened, they had to help a whole lot of people, families. Families that had more than distress. They lost everything. And Rick, along with a group of people that he headed, directed the process to reestablish people's lives. Now, if that isn't enough, that's a pretty good darn thing. I'm really proud. I mean, I'm proud to have a friend like that. But not only did that, then he went on, and someone shared him an idea that he and his wife could create and be owners. See, when you work a job, you got a firm grip on an empty bag. You don't own it and go away anytime. I have a guy that's talking to the other day, and he's telling me how he's had 7 jobs in the last year, and he didn't have to interview for one of them. They came chasing him. Well, I wonder, why did he have to have 7? One wasn't good enough. One of them didn't work out. He wasn't good enough. See, the idea is this. When you own something, you don't ever have to quit. And so Rick Reese and his wife started what's called Marketplace Ministries.
Matt.
They learned that.
Matt, come here.
So I'm going to put you on mute. That's Derek in Tennessee. I'm going to mute his phone. So Rick Reese learned that if you own something, you can create prosperity generationally. You can create equity. You expand something. You know what? A lot of people, I tell them this, and they really don't understand it, or they think I'm nuts. I tell them, you know, if you know somebody that takes in a dollar and keeps it and uses it, buys whatever they buy to eat, and you think of another organization that takes in that dollar, maybe takes lots of dollars in, but of that dollar, they give out 80 cents on a dollar back into the community or in the country or state or whatever, to be used and grow value of whatever they're investing in, who's doing more to help? It's real simple. By the way, the name of that organization is called a bank. Now, most people think banks are their enemies because they don't put enough money in and they write a check. It's not the bank's fault, but you got to pay for that. But they take it out and then they say, those banks are just cruel and they're mean. Well, no, they're not. They got to cover the overhead and cover the other people that didn't make good on the check. Now, getting off that for a while, I want to get to the point today of how we're making this world a better place, and here's how we do it. Anybody here on the phone or anybody that might be listening to this in an archive, because we record every show, know that if you can put joy in somebody's heart, what does it do to you when you put joy in somebody's heart? How do you feel when you put joy in somebody's heart, whether it's your wife or your son or other people? How do you feel when you do that?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
And
in the travel industry, Gary, what we do, let's say a dream of somebody is to go to Disney World. They see the television commercials. If you're like me, I saw all the Mickey Mouse clubs. I grew up on them. They were all black and white. I remember Marty and the boys at summer camp and all that stuff, and MICKEYMOUSE. I won't sing along. But here's the thing. When you think of Mickey Mouse, it puts joy in your heart because it's all about joy. Walt Disney not just an expert. He was a genius in bringing joy to people's hearts because he built a dream. So travel business does, and we have a program called Surge 365 that gives you the opportunity to have joy in your heart. Hi, Rick Reese. I know I've rambled a long time today. I'm sorry. To get to that point, I want to make the point of joy in your heart. Now, turn it over to your heart.
Ron, it's so good to be on the show. Oh, it's so good to be on the show. I want to meet that guy you're talking about, though. Can you introduce me?
Well, wait a minute. You're the guy I got introduced to. And Joel Green was the guy that introduced us. What a miracle.
I know, huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Helping others by helping them help others. You know, no person is an island. You know, teamwork makes the dream work. And that's what I just love about what we do in the Hope Collection, because we are a team and we work together as a team to make the dream work. And no person can actually do it alone. But what I love about yourself and Gary and all the folks, Derek and all the folks listening, is that we have a heart to help people. And everything begins with that heart to want to help. And like you said, bring joy into the lives of other people and to pay it forward, you know, to pay something forward that's going to enrich the lives of other people. Thing is, you were just talking about the different things that the Lord has allowed me to do. Of course, it was a team that launched the GPS satellites and controlled the GPS satellites to provide that as capability. But one of the things that you were talking, I was thinking about, as a military guy, we have something we call force multiplication, you know, as a force multiplier, and us all working together, you know, bringing our individual talents, skills, abilities, you know, we are a force multiplier in helping others by helping them help others and paying that forward. And so it's just a blessing, you know, to be on the show and to be part of the group, this part of the team, you know, that's making some great things happen. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. I so totally appreciate it. And especially, like you say, with Surge 365 and MICKEYMOUSE. And I know you guys are going to be heading here sometime in the near future. And when are you going to Disney World?
September 18th to the 24th. We'll be in Florida. I know Gary Humphreyville.
Wow.
And Linda and their son are joining us. So we're going to go on. We're going on the Millennium Falcon. Another dream come true. Rick, let me give you an example.
That is so awesome.
I can blame you for this. Since last year, Linda and I have been to, when the pandemic was at its worst, Linda and I were able to escape to it's called Country Cupboard, a little resort, and it's got all kinds of little shops and ladies' clothes and jewelry and a Christmas shop. We get Christmas decorations in July, and they have an Amish bakery and a candy shop and a restaurant, an Amish restaurant, where they got the most incredible food. And I'll tell you about that in a minute, but I'm telling you, we got away. There was an escape after being in our house locked up for 9 months. Other than going to the grocery store, and my wife was working from home, and I love being with her. I love her. In fact, I got spoiled. I wanted to come home, period. But we went nowhere. We could do nothing. We were on house arrest. They didn't want to tell you that, but that's what it was. And we had a chance to go on this little trip for 4 days down to Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania State wasn't closed down like New York. So we got away. That was, you know, last year early. And then we got a chance to go, and we got to go to Cancun. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
In our life, that was. And Lynn and I have been a few places since we met, you and Brenda. But this was probably the most wonderful treatment, respect, quality, escape, wonderful just our refreshment of our bodies and our soul. And the food wasn't bad either. So then we went there. And now we're going to Disney for a week. Oh, by the way, part of that trip is free, because we're finishing up the details because we own a travel agency, thanks to you and Brenda. And now we got a free week. We're staying at a place. What is it called here? I got the paperwork for you or somewhere. Our reservations were just locking down with a surge. And we're staying in this place for a beautiful resort near Disney for a week. And, oh, my goodness, it's just incredible. And that never would have happened to us. Then when we get back, we got to unpack and then get ready to repack because we're going to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, for another one of those all-inclusive resorts. And we'll be hanging out there with you and Brenda and Coach and Scott and Chris and Dwayne and Katrina and all the other winners and the people that are succeeding in with the travel business. Now, in spite of the pandemic, in spite of all the issues that people have been living their lives like prisoners, there is a fear level that has grown so high, and I honestly believe it's unfounded. Not to show me respect to still illness, but some people have let this fear and this I'm going to get die to such a level they put themselves in prison. And I don't believe that's what God wants for anybody. And I believe he wants us to stay in social and unified, safe, not talking about going around trying to give someone illness. You know, if you got the measles, stay home. But if you don't have something and you got taken by, you know, medicine and all that stuff, get out there and touch the world and make it a better place. Well, because of those five trips that I've just talked about, in my life, I don't ever, when I grew up, the only trip my family ever made, Rick, when I was 14 mm-hmm. years old, we took a drive across New York State all the way to Seneca. Now, Seneca is where you go south, just a little beyond that, and you go south about 60 miles into the Catskill Mountain, and you come to a place called Cooperstown. And my dad played semi-pro ball with the Pawtucket Red Sox. You might have heard of them. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
My dream, my dad loved the Boston Red Sox. Now, we're in Yankee country. And all my life, even to this day, I'm still a Red Sox fan. And my dad, of course, affiliated. And his dream was always to get to the big, to get to Fenway. And he walked there but never played there. It seemed like, and he didn't get called up. But that was his dream. Now, I've been there. I've got shirts that I bought there and hats that I bought there, and I have my dad's memory of being there. And I have to tell you, down the street, right down the street from the park, is a place called the Union Oyster House. And it's a seafood restaurant. John Kennedy used to eat lunch there whenever he was in Boston. And you know, he was there a lot. And that's where he had lunch. There was a table that was cordoned off because that's where the president used to eat lunch all the time. And they have an oyster bar and all fresh seafood, and the food was incredible. I think it was as incredible as going to Fenway, personally. But I did get to a game. Well, the point is that was the only vacation. There was a four-day vacation. We stayed one night. We stayed in a nice hotel with a swimming pool. Oh, it was one of I've never been in a swimming pool at a hotel in my life. Other than this time. And then on the way home, well, mom and dad, you know, Cooperstown turned out to cost more money and they didn't have a credit card. And so on the way home, we kind of stayed in a flea bag hotel. And I mean this, I slept in a bed that was built onto a shed that was attached to the hotel. It had a lumpy bed and lumpy, smelly comforter and it rained and it was horrible. And they didn't have a pool either. Both are memories, but the memory of going on this trip as a family, the only family vacation we ever had, that was it.
And yet, now Ryan has traveled the world.
Yeah, I've been on five. Now, I know you've been on 100 cruises, and Lynn and I have now been on five. And we've been to two. Now
we're
coming on two.
One is the best. I got to tell you, one of the best cruises that we went on was the Hope Cruise. And we have another Hope Cruise coming up here. So people are listening. You definitely want to get the details on the next Hope Cruise. But one of the best cruises that we have been on is when we went with you guys. And we were able to meet the couple that was in the wheelchair. I forget their name. And, of course, we were able to eat the Guy Burgers. You took one of the classic photos of me holding Guy Burgers. But one guy burger, Ron, and fries. But it's a classic picture. But that was one of the best cruises that we've been on. And yes, we've been on 36 cruises. Can you imagine who does that? You know, there was run there where we were doing 5 cruises a year, and because of the great rates that we were getting, and we just loved it. And it was like, okay, we come home and unpack, like you said, pack up again and go out and get, you know, 5 cruises a year. And it was just an awesome, awesome time. But yeah, being in the travel business has its benefits. And I think one of the greatest benefits is mindset. And we know the health benefits of being in travel, lowering the blood pressure, you know, boosting the immune system and all those things that come along with it, and just feeling good. I mean, everybody can just feel how they felt. They can remember how they felt on the best vacation they've ever been in, been on, and just how they felt. And it makes you feel good even just recalling it as a memory. And I know you guys are having a great time down in Florida. And like you said, just the benefits that come along, that extra week that you're going to be staying down there. And, you don't think about anything in the world when you're on vacation. You shouldn't anyway. And I know when you guys are down there, you're just going to be locked and loaded on Disney. Now, Disney overload. And would you say the Millennial Mountain? What'd you call that ride?
The Millennial Falcon. That's the Star
the
Wars
Millennial
ship.
Oh, the Falcon. Oh, the Star Wars thing.
Yeah. And
you're going to get a chance to pilot it.
Yeah. And
Ron,
no,
you're
going
to flash back to... Huh?
We're going on the jungle safari, going to the jungles and seeing the Disney jungle. And last weekend we went and saw the new Jungle Cruise movie with The Rock in it. And I'm telling you, what, I haven't had so much fun in a movie in years. And Disney again did it again and just created another dream to go and get us ready to go down to Disney.
Mm-hmm. Modern animation makes it so much fun, too. You're going to flash back to a teenager.
I'm sorry?
You're going to flash back to when you were a teen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
hey, you know what's cool, Rick?
You got,
when we fly down, we are staying, and for the first time in my life, we never stay there. We have, you know, sometimes we stay in a friend's house, which is nice, and we have friends, so that, you know, but really, we mostly stayed in Aunt Paul's flea bag motels because they were cheap. But we're staying on Disney property. First time. I'm 68 years old.
Wow.
First time I'm going to stay at Disney. I am so excited about that.
Wow.
You're going to have the quality and the class of being at Disney. Then, now here's the cool part of this trip. We're staying an extra 4 or 5 days, and because of Surge 365, We are actually, I got a call coming in from Serge. I just got to send him a message back. Okay, so we're going to stay at this Club Wyndham Bonnet Creek. It's, I'll tell you what, if we're in one of the towers, we're going to be able to look across the pond, ponds, and across the green, and we're going to look right at Disney. Because it's right across the street from Disney. And they've got a miniature golf putt-putt course right outside our door. It's right by the International Drive where all the restaurants are, so you know I can go. And we're staying there from Monday night all the way till Thursday when we leave. We are taking a side trip. I'm going to be able to go see my sister for the first time in 2 years. And that's important. As you know, being important, family is most important to us and me, and it is you.
Awesome.
I'm going to get a chance to see my sister who's been, she had a stroke the same week I did, but she's still in the hospital. She's in a nursing home because her condition is not so hot. So I'm going to get to put my arms around her for the first time because of COVID and all the other stuff. And so we're taking a day to head over to see her while we're down there. this is a very, very meaningful trip. The value to stay at this hotel, I mean, what's a five-star hotel across the street from Disney cost, Rick, do you think, for a week?
How about that? Wow. Huge. You know, it's freedom. As I'm listening to you, I just hear freedom. And the freedom to do things that are important in life that a lot of times people don't have nor take the time to actually do, but really are the important things in life. You know, being able to stop and see your sister and have fun at the same time. Man, just being able to spread hope. Ron, you're spreading hope. That's what you're doing.
I love it.
Now you can't be pushing the little kids off in the Millennium Falcon, though, you know. I think you're tired. You're tired.
Yeah,
reminds me
sure
when we took the whole cruise and going up to the bridge, and only so many people could go up. I'm like, hey, I'm in there, Ron. This is the first time I've ever been on the bridge of a cruise ship. And only so many can go. Normally, I would sacrifice my spot, but Ron, I gotta be there. And,
you know,
so we get to get up there.
That ship had 2,500 passengers on it, and of 2,500 people, because Lenny Kane and Captain Kane, and who was a Navy man, and the captain of the ship, obviously he's a Navy private, not military, but he's the captain of the ship, and they were captains. And the two of them got along so well. In fact, the captain gave Len Kane his captain's hat. He gave it to him. And
wow.
We got a chance to be on that bridge and see how they steer a ship with 2,500 people on it. We cruised down the Caribbean, going back to Miami. Wow, it was wonderful. It's part of the dream.
When will that ever happen again?
I don't know that it could, you know. Just, you know, you're gonna have another
I know,
crew.
Huh? Because normally they don't let you up there.
Yeah. Well, we'll make something. We try to make something special all the time. Speaking of making something special, I'm finishing up. I'm putting the final touches on a proposal. We've been working. There have been a couple issues in bringing the convention and having a place for the convention in Buffalo in July next year for summer conference. And Van Taylor, Van the man, is coming through for us one more time. We've had a number of hotels, literally main hotels, that have closed since last year. And one of them, I went to see them because it was really perfect. The back door of the Buffalo Grand Hotel, it used to be a Hilton, and it's being the ballroom and the there's two ballrooms, and they've both been remodeled, and now every room is being remodeled as we speak. And that's going to open up January. And Van Taylor is taking
nice.
Our proposal for the conference, Thursday conference, to go there, and then I'll be able to connect them directly with the Powers and Dwayne and everybody internally. But the key is the back door of this hotel, you go across the street, and you're looking at one of the Navy ships of the Buffalo Naval Park.
How about that?
You're talking about
it's
walking
awesome.
Distance. And it's right there, and oh, my goodness, it's incredible. It always was a beautiful hotel. In 1993, Lynn and I hosted a convention for 700 people at this hotel. It was the headquarters for the Printers Association, which I was the president of. And Lynn and I were the hospitality chair people. And so what we did is we arranged to have buses come to the hotel and pick everybody up, all the members of the Printers Association, their families and kids. We had 78 buses that went up to Niagara Falls, and there's an island right next to the American Falls and the Canadian Horseshoe Falls, and it's called Goat Island. And there's a famous story behind that. The farmer had goats, and they died one winter, so that's how they named that. Anyways, they have a big parking lot and a restaurant they call Top of the Falls. And it overlooks the Horseshoe Falls and there's a, at the bottom of this place, it's called Terrapin Point. You can literally, they put a fence there now because people were falling in the water and going over the falls. They can't touch it anymore, but you're that close to touch the water. It's going over Niagara Falls, going over the cliff. Anyways, we had a convention there, and we had 700 families, and then we fed them a chicken barbecue dinner, and I had a rock band. And the island was run by the state of New York Parks Police. And at 10:30, they closed the park every day. At 11 o'clock, the head trooper came to me and said, "Mr. Clayton, you got to get your people out of here. We're closed." Nobody wanted to leave. They were having such a great time because we had the band. We had the parking. They had a band that they could go on. There was a train ride that you could go around the park and people get on and off it all day long. There's a 3D movie that shows the history of the falls. That banquet was just incredible. It's Marriott Corporation that served the dinner, and it was perfect. But 11 o'clock, I'm still pushing people onto the bus to get to go back to the hotel because they didn't want to go home. They had such a marvelous time. Now, I wonder why I did that so many. That was back in 92. Or 93. Can you imagine? At the time, I just enjoyed it. It was fun. It's what I did. It was part of the printing industry, Rick. But you realize the experience that I had in handling that, what it's doing for me to be able to have the confidence to do what we're doing today? You know, it just prepared
it's
me.
That's awesome.
Now, I'm
That's
telling
awesome,
you,
Ron.
We're planning. What we're planning for the 10,000 people, including the folks that come to Buffalo for their making Buffalo a destination, we got a package as an incentive. This is the incentive that we're giving all the people that decide to register to come to the convention. And, yeah, we're having this new hotel will be the headquarters. Now, they can stay, their travel agents can book anywhere they want. They can stay at a Red Roof Inn, or they can stay in at the Buffalo Grand, the new hotel where the headquarters will be. Doesn't make any difference. They could do that. But as an incentive to come, when someone registers, Gary Helfenstein and I are meeting with the head of the Colored Musicians Club, where every single African-American that ever wanted to get a union card to play music in a dance hall, a hotel, or anywhere, they had to get it because you couldn't play in public without it. And people like Cal Basie, Leslie Uggams, part of the Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr., every single one of them came to Buffalo and played at the Colored Musicians Club because there's a club upstairs, and they had to come there. Now it's a museum, and there's tours. So we've got that. Across the street from it is the Niagara Street Baptist Church. The gal, Harriet Tubman, who they just did a special on TV and public television over the weekend, I watched it, and she was the person that was controlled the end of the Underground Railway to help the slaves escape slavery in the South while the war was on. And when they got to Buffalo, they hid them in the church right across the street from the Colored Musicians Club. Now, we got a package that's going to give an incredible, it's either going to, right now it's an incredible price, but we're working to get it free so that they get packed tickets to go to the Colored Musicians Club, the Underground Railway, and the Buffalo Naval Park Tour as an incentive to come to the convention this summer. Now, I dare say I don't remember anybody offering a package like that and the historical meaning of what it is at this time in our history, to be able to put that in the hands of all the members and owners of the Hope Collection, or Hope Collection, I keep saying that, because Hope Collection is the nonprofit sponsoring the event for the week. And then to have, besides that, then add to it a side light, the dedication of the first and only African-American Veterans Monument. That isn't part of the convention. That is running independent, separate. But there's all kinds of benefits and specials and programs and having people like Captain Len Kane, the original Top Gun, on stage, who's now been nominated for 5 Nobel Peace Prize for his work with Golden Rule Society, you know, doing to others before you, have, you know, treat like you want to be treated. How about General Colin Powell? That's back in the works for him, and now that we're getting closer, we're getting, that's more than likely happening now. I can't make that official yet, but we're very close to that. So he's going to cut the ribbon. And then we are lining up to have, we started out with public television, and now ABC News, you know, ABC, American Broadcast, and wherever city you're in, there's ABC television, wherever you are in the world. And they are national, as well as the local affiliate, WKBW, Channel 7, stepped up. They want to do a documentary of this whole program, which includes Colored Musicians Club, the Underground Railway, the dedication of the monument, and the whole program celebrating this whole thing. And they want to play that promotion on Veterans Day this year. You know,
nice.
This has just gone wild beyond my wildest dreams of where it could go and how it's coming together. So more surprises come every single day.
You know, it all began with the vision, and that's what's so awesome about it. It all began with the vision that that you had and then that you stuck to, and it's growing. And it's beautiful because that's what happens with the vision that you hold on to and that you have. It doesn't just drop out of the sky. It's something that comes from your heart that God gives you, and you hold on to it. And what's beautiful is how the timing all came together as well. You know, where we don't know the timing.
Well, I was anxious to try and make it happen this year, and that would have been a disaster.
That's what I'm saying. God, timing is of the Lord. And so and he lets you know that he's in charge because he controls
clearly.
The timing. And and our job is to recognize, you know, the things that we can do and the things that we can't and keep moving forward. He did a great job in doing that. And you and Gary did an awesome job in leading steering this ship to the perfect timing of next year. And that's going to be an awesome event. And I just applaud you for being used as a vessel by the Lord to birth this, you know, because it didn't just happen. And you know what's cool is that it draws and attracts people. It draws and attracts, you know, the support, the money, everything that is needed, you're drawing and attracting based on that initial vision. And that is so, so very powerful. I'm looking forward to being there. And it's amazing.
We're looking forward to being here.
We'll be there.
You know what?
That timing will be here in no time at all.
I'd like to share another, I guess, you know what? These are victories for God's kingdom, Rick. Part of this program, that weekend, we also are offering a non-denominational worship service that is open to the whole community. We're inviting everybody to come down to the baseball stadium for a Sunday morning worship service. So we'll have a place for everybody that comes to Buffalo for the convention to go to a nice church service on Sunday morning. I dare say we might have a few other dignitaries that have faith that are strong leaders with our company. I may want to be a part of that if they chose to do that. And that's just, you know, but that's a serendipity. Just one thing after another that keeps coming along.
You know, one thing
I am really excited. I'd like to say, if I can, I'd like to tell you another exciting thing that just occurred. When I met you, Rick, you were formulating a game plan for helping nonprofit churches how to create an income stream. You know, if you go around today because of what happened, and this may be negative on some side of things and positive on others, but the idea of passing an offering plate in a church is almost, it's come to a halt. Churches don't want to pass a plate around because they're afraid someone will say they got sick from the plate. So now everybody has gone on the church. You can still put an envelope in a box. That's real impersonal. Or you can turn around and put your money in a, on a, online and have a bank to bank do that, and that's good. We need to do that. We need to support our churches and those fellowships. Well, now we have found a way for the Golden Rule Society to provide to all the contacts that Cain and his wife have ever had promoting the Golden Rule Society, and it's now become, and it's going to become, the funding process for the Golden Rule Society, because they are now, it's called myvortex365.com/GRSTravel. That's official.
Nice.
That, by the way, we changed that
nice.
Internally. Now, Lana's happy because I'm sitting right here. I have in my hand, it says, and this is a, Melinda created this. It's a red line, big line box. It was announcing another great benefit brought to you from the Golden Rule Society. Save on your travel plans and help fund the Golden Rule Society for individuals, companies, nonprofits. Register for free. You save on your hotel, car rental, cruises, vacation, group travel. And she put the pictures of a suitcase, a car, a cruise, and another cruise ship. And then underneath it says, and the Golden Rule Society will receive funding based on your savings. Click here to join. myvortex365.com/GRSTravel. For more information,
nice.
That's got my email because I'm the resource to be able to provide answers for people. Now, that is going on the website of the Golden Rule Society, and it's in the works of happening as we speak. Now, that is going to fund, that process is going to help create, and by the way, Golden Rule Society has never had a single, any kind of a source of funding to help the cost of running and different things that it's ever cost to run an organization. Len King's never taken anything from it. He's never gotten anything to run it. He's funded this out of his own pocket for 50 years. So I'm really proud
Amazing.
To be able on our show announce that this now is a viable funding program for a nonprofit. And I'm so proud that I learned how to do this. I would never known how to help the Golden Rule Society and Len Cain to do this if I didn't know you were at Greece.
Wow. You know, I just appreciate God gives you revelation to use tools. And Service 365 is a tool as a travel business. It's a tool that a person can make money in the industry, working from home, make a lot of money working from home if they want to transition their career. You know, they have access to all the career industry, travel industry training through Search 365 and the travel agency, the YTB host agency. And Ryan, you have just taken to that. I've told a lot of people about how to use the Vortex in Search 365. The Vortex is a travel booking link that's in the same market space as Expedia. And Expedia is not in travel. I mean, they're just connecting consumers who book travel through Expedia to the various vendors, travel vendors, and the vendors pay Expedia. So Expedia in 2019 earned $98 million. The industry of booking travel online in 2019, $762 billion. They're projecting that industry, booking travel online, to grow in 2022 to $1,091 billion. It's going to grow because people don't go to travel. And the millennials and the folks today don't even remember traveling. They all go online. Our Vortex gives Expedia as a boot as the broker middleman and now puts that Vortex travel booking link, in the case of Len Cain, for the Golden Rule Society, for his hundreds of thousands of members that have joined for free for the last 50 years to be able to book through Ming Kane's Vortex, the Golden Rule Society's Vortex, save on their travel because the prices are lower than Expedia's prices, because we intentionally do that. We have an algorithm that looks at Expedia's price and comes in up to 60% less. And so they can book and save up to 60% going through the Golden Rule Society travel site, and then surge having the ability. This is just so critical, so huge, because we're talking global money. We're talking global money when you're looking at online booking globally. Surge has the ability to pay Golden Rule Society 60% of whatever is saved by anyone who books through the Vortex. So if they save $100, $60 is coming to the Golden Rule Society. If they save $1, 60 cents is coming to the Golden Rule Society. If someone over in China gets that link for the Golden Rule Society travel, and they don't even come to the United States, but they book through that link, let's say they're going to England, and they save, you know, they're happy, but 60% of whatever they save, they never even came to the States. 60% of what they save makes it to the Golden Rule Society. And so the Vortex becomes a tool that taps into global wealth. And you mentioned Marketplace Ministry. One of the key components of the Marketplace Ministry is wealth transfer, and looking at and observing tools that transfer wealth. The Vortex is a tool that transfers wealth without limit. And I love how you just talk about the churches, Ron, and the stewardship within churches. You know, they're not passing the budget because of not wanting to spread COVID. And much of their offering has moved online, texting and giving online. Now imagine a church saying, okay, I've got the Vortex, let me give this out to my congregation, and they can give it out to all their friends and family and even strangers, put it on social media, give out the church's Vortex link so that anyone who books through that link, as the world returns to travel over the next 2, 3, 4 years, people get more and more confident in traveling again. And they book through this church's Vortex. There is no time period. There's no quota. They just have this free complimentary link. And they're making a consumer choice to book through the church's link because it saves the money. 60% of what they save makes it back to the church. And so now it becomes a fundraiser. You don't have to manage it. Anyone who's worked a fundraiser, you know, the traditional fundraiser, you know, you do it once and then forever, you run, forest, run, duck, hide. This is a hands-free fundraiser that goes on and on and on and on. And I want to say it's access. It's access. And that's what Surge 365 in a nutshell is. It's access. With the travel agency, it's access to travel training. You want to be a wedding destination specialist. You want to be a Disney specialist. All that training is free. And you can take all the courses, Disney School of Knowledge, take all the courses, know what size glove Mickey's hand is, and know all those details of this. All that training is free. And we have people that are just Disney enthusiasts. They would love to be a Disney travel specialist. You want to be a SeaWorld specialist, a special needs travel specialist. Through Surge 365, how about a career in travel access? As many people are not wanting to go back to work, and they've been sitting home for a year working from home. Now imagine, like you said, lockdown, sitting at home, working from home, you realize, oh, I can do this, and also get the other things done. And then a year later, your boss calls you and says, hey, time to come back into the office. We're all back. One big happy family again. And you're like, no. Okay, you may want to transition careers. You can make money from home with Surge 365, travel agency. The wholesale club membership, which is how we travel. Brenda and I travel. We save $1,500 staying at the Bellagio right before everybody started traveling, the Bellagio has the lowest rate. And we paid $1,500 booking it through the membership. And that's how we book all of our travel. But it gives us access to deep savings, the Surge 365 Travel Club membership. And so if a person loves just traveling, they don't have to work a business. They just use this Travel Club membership. It's a concierge that you can call and, you know, get information. They'll actually research your trip, help you plan your trip, help you book your trip with the Travel Club membership. And then we have, of course, the Vortex. We've got the travel agency, the Travel Club membership, wholesale pricing, and then the Vortex. And we talk to churches, organizations, you know, nonprofits, schools. Imagine schools using the Vortex as we approach fall break, you know, Christmas break, and all those student families that are going to be doing something, having the free Vortex link and book and save, and 60% of whatever they save coming back to the school as a fundraiser. And we always think about, I look at this all the time, the hurricanes that hit Florida and cause evacuation. And I'm like, hey, give all these people who are evacuating, some will be staying with families, others will be staying in hotels, you know, escaping Florida, staying in Georgia or South Carolina, you know, getting as far away from it as you can. Give them a free link, a free Vortex link, so that when they stay, you're raising the money for the recovery going through the crisis. Now, these people are booking through that link, and they're saving money, so you're helping them, and 60% is being redirected from Expedia and Priceline and Orbit. Oh, by the way, Expedia and Priceline own all the other booking engines out there, and they set the public rate. The Vortex looks at that set public rate called parity and comes in with an algorithm to 60% less. And so now that money is coming back to the church, you know, coming back to the organization to help in their recovery. You know, we got the hurricane that's hitting New England. Imagine the people who evacuated having the free link as they went to all the surrounding states and stayed in hotels. Imagine raising the money for the recovery as areas are declared a national disaster, raising the money for the recovery. Imagine a church that took advantage of that, that took advantage of that and gave out that free link. Hey, 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 save money when you go. You know, get out of here, leave, please, please, please. And they book and they save, and that money comes back to that church. There is no limit. And so when we're looking at wealth transfer in the marketplace ministry, we evaluate business, not just search, but businesses that transfer wealth and services. And that's what I love about what Joel has put together here, Lord rest his soul, with the Hope Collection. You know, when you were talking about the events that you're planning, you know, for Buffalo next year, I was just thinking how it covers every area of our eight areas. It covers art. The arts. It covers education. It covers energy, faith-based. You mentioned the service that we're in, which is a nominational service. It covers family, food and water, health, housing. It covers all the areas. And that's the Hope Collection. And that's why we're here, helping others help others. And paying forward as much as we can. And one of the things that I realized is that although money abounds around us, having access to it is difficult. And so when you have tools that give you access not only to money but to careers and to savings and to services and all the things that are needed right now post-pandemic, oh, you're on something big. You're on something big. So, Ron, we've got something here that, you know, we're on something big. Back to you.
Well, Rick, here's the, one of the things I'm particularly like to say, especially, you know, this show is archived, so someone can share it with somebody. And let's say you wanted to tell them, someone at a church or a nonprofit organization that is today desperately looking for a reliable way of creating cash flow. Now, the first thing that stands at absolute, the utmost importance, program with integrity, without question, that operates under an audited system where when some business is done, it's documented, and then the nonprofit gets a printout of what actually was, what the transactions happened, so they know what was done, what was saved, and in total, and they don't, all they do is get the check, give it to your accountant, your CPA, to do your books, to say, here's what we took in this month. That is critical because, you know, I know in every church I ever belonged to, when the people collect the offerings and they take it back to one of the rooms in back and they dump it on the table and all counting it and everything like that, you always had three to four people all the time to make sure you, no one was sliding anything off the table. Not that anybody would do that in a church, but here is a secure way with integrity that someone can collect a cash stream. Even, okay, so next integrity, we've got that. The next step is the fact that the person chooses to support your organization. Choice. You're not coercing somebody. Like if I belong to an organization, I know there's a lot of businesses that have organizations, and you got to pay them money to keep your job. And they take that money and they use it, and you have no choice whatsoever, any. But here, when you choose to use the funding by travel program from Surge, the Vortex program, you are choosing to send your money to support the organization you want to see prosper. That is incredible depth because you don't have to worry about budgeting it for it. See, everybody's going to spend the money they're going to spend, Rick, to go on a trip. They may find a way here or there, in our case, because they've got lots of and hotels that can look at 50 hotels or 100 in Disney. I think there's 1,400 choices for hotels. And you can choose where you want to go, and there's the price. But how does the money that would be available to your church up in Buffalo, New York, get to your church? Well, because Vortex is set up to document that sale by the individual who chose to be a Vortex member and knows that the money, that profit, first of all, the money they saved, that a portion of that is going to be budgeted back to their church or the organization that Vortex is connected to. That is choice, that is direction, and that God can bless you. See, I can't say. There's lots of ways. Go, you know, when you go do a spaghetti dinner or donut sale or candy bar sale, I'm not sure how much. I don't know how much of it ends up in the hands to be used. But funding by travel that you created through the Vortex program, Rick, is a totally, total integrity, competent program to drive funds to the organizations we love.
As you mentioned, there really isn't. There's three reports that are generated. The first report that's generated is of the people that signed up for the complimentary Vortex link in that list. And that belongs to whatever organization or whomever owns the Vortex. The second report lists the bookings and the commission that's coming back along with the reward credits that's coming back to the organization. So accountability is huge. The third report are the checks that are sent to the organization. So, yes, the accountability is there to the nth degree to be able to have that insight. And that's important for nonprofits and for businesses and in general. I mean, it's important to have that insight to see what's happening. Now, you can imagine as a global operation, just having those reports, they can get pretty, pretty huge, but you have that insight to the nth level of detail. And that's important. You always want to know. Accountability is big.
Well, we got it, and it's something that you can, you know, you should be recognized for. And I think in over time, that is going to turn out to be one of the heralded as one of the all-time greatest programs in today's circumstances, and because of what's going on with the computerization of our lives and the unsocialization of our lives, it's going to turn into be one of the
and
most dynamic.
And 7.7 billion people who were locked down at the same time globally returning to travel. So we want to ride the return to travel of 7.7 billion people globally that were locked down. Imagine riding that return of travel with the vortex. Huge, huge, huge. A lot of money to be made to support our different causes. And I see that, Ron. That's well transfer all the way. Back to you.
Well, thank you. And everybody, appreciate you being on the call today, and we'll look forward to seeing you as the week goes on forward. And we'll have a great week. God bless everyone. Talk to you later. Oh, yeah. What the fuck? I just changed it. I'm really upset. This is ridiculous.